Well, good morning again, everyone. Here we are for day two of our morning devotions. We trust you enjoyed the one yesterday. We received a text early this morning thanking me for the devotion, and it's our desire to continue this. And even through doing this, we've come up with some new ideas of some things that we want to do. And so we're trusting that this morning that you're alive, alert, awake, and enthusiastic. If that puts you in mind of the old church camp song, but I thought this morning as I was preparing this devotion, I thought about waking up every morning and thanking God for another day of life. It seems like more and more that's the way I wake up every morning, and I don't know why it is. I seem to wake up earlier and earlier every morning, and many times through the night. Now, sometimes that's because the dog wakes me up, but more and more I'm waking up through the night and having folks on my mind and having prayer and so forth. But it seems like also that I just wake up in the morning, every morning, just thanking God for another day. And, you know, it seems like I'm thanking God for another day more and more. Now, I don't know if that's just because I'm more appreciative to God and understand how much He's working in my life, or if it's the fact that at my age, I'm getting older and I'm just glad to be alive. And I know some of you are out there, yeah, it's because you're getting old. And you know what? That's the truth. I am getting a little older, and I'm thankful for another day of life. But the morning devotion and what I want to think about today. One of the things I love about studying the Word of God is how that it seems like things just come together. Things seem to mesh. And if you remember yesterday, I was talking about a passage of Scripture, and I even read a section of the book Overcomers by David Jeremiah, and I read the passage of Scripture in Ephesians 1:15-16, where Paul is praying for the church at Ephesus. Well, also at this time, I'm reading a book called I Am a Church Member by Tom Rainer, and I forgot to bring that book with me. I'll show you a picture of that maybe tomorrow. But anyway, this is a book that I've purchased and going to give new members of the church and maybe some older members of the church just to go through and think about what it means to be a church member. But the interesting thing about that is that the chapter that I read this morning was a chapter on unity. And in that chapter on unity, Rainer talks about Paul's prayer for the church at Ephesus. And what's he's talking about Ephesians 1:15-16. And I just love it when two totally separate things, two different books, just studying them sort of at the same time. They just talk about the same passage of Scripture. And that always encourages me. It always causes me to take note. Sort of like when you see the word verily, verily in the Scripture, that's the author trying to put emphasis on the point that he's making. And so, if I see these two things close together, then that makes me take note of, well, wonder what is there in there that God wants me to see. And so, again, reading Ephesians 1:15-16, that says, "Wherefore I also, after that I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers." So this morning what I want you to realize is that I want you to realize that your pastor prays for you. Now, he may not specifically tell you that he's praying for you, and he may not even let you know. And sometimes he may not even know what to pray for, but just like Paul was praying for the saints at Ephesus, I can guarantee you that your pastor is praying for you. Now, I know some of the folks that are listening to this or watching, whatever the case might be, I know that you're not a member of Emmanuel Baptist Church, but I do know this, that if you have a pastor, that your pastor is praying for you, And he may not pray for you specifically. I mean, he may pray for just the members of the church, but especially if you have a situation, a circumstance going on in your life, I can guarantee you that your pastor is concerned about that. He is praying that God will bless you in that situation, that God will give you wisdom, that God will give you strength, or whatever it is that you might need. I know that God's praying for you. So Paul's praying for the church at Ephesus, and he's saying, my prayers for you. And we can know that you can know that your pastor is praying for you. Somewhere this week, I think it was probably somewhere on Facebook, or I'm beginning to listen to several podcasts. I might have heard it on a podcast, but I heard or read that it's difficult to stay angry at someone if you're praying for them. And you know what? That's so true. It's difficult to stay angry at someone if you're praying for them. Maybe you had a difference of opinion with your spouse. Pray for them. Maybe you had a difference of opinion with someone at work. Pray for them. You know, the Word of God teaches us that we're supposed to pray for our enemies. So today, instead of airing your grievances on social media, which seems to be the thing to do, by the way, you might think about giving less and less time to social media, but that's another point. But instead of airing your grievances on social media, why not just pray for those that you've had a disagreement with, or that has slandered you, or whatever the situation might be? The person that's hurting you, why don't you pray for them? Pray that God would bless them. Pray that God would forgive them for the wrong they are doing to you. And I know that if you will pray for those around you, even for those that you're having difficulties with, you can find peace in your heart and you can resolve some of your differences. You know, so not only did I want to share with you this morning about prayer, but also this morning in my daily Bible reading. Now, this would have been I'm recording this on Friday and going to share it on Saturday. But in my daily Bible reading, I was reading in Revelation chapter number 12, and verses number 4 and 5 talks about how the dragon came, was waiting to destroy the child that was about to be born to the woman. Now, this is metaphorical language talking about Satan attempting to stop Christ from being born. He fought against the nation of Israel in the very beginning. Cain slew Abel, and he tried to stop Jacob from having children and so forth down the line. Satan has always been fighting against the Christ child being born. But you know what? This is the time of year when we celebrate the birth of Christ. And you know, not only is it that we're celebrating the birth of Christ, but we're also celebrating the defeat of Satan. Because you see, when the Christ child was born, that put in motion on earth the plan of God to bring salvation and to go back to Genesis 3, to crush the serpent's head, to overcome Satan. But you know, even that wasn't what I was thinking about as I was thinking about that passage. Just as Satan is trying to stop the Christ child from being born, I thought about how Satan is battling against the saints of God. I thought about the wiles of the devil. I thought about how that Satan is trying to stop the plans of God in your life. How that he, as a roaring lion, is seeking whom he may devour. This morning, I know that Satan wants to hinder God's blessings upon you. I know that he is placing stumbling blocks in your way. I know that he is tempting you, causing you to doubt, and so many other things. So based upon that knowledge, I just want to pray today. So let's pray. So this morning, Lord, I come to you in prayer for those who are watching or listening. I pray, God, that you would stop Satan as he tries to attack your people. In James 4:7, you tell us that when We submit ourselves unto you and resist the devil that he will flee from us. I pray today that you will give us the strength to submit to you. I pray that you will strengthen our spirit to resist the devil. I pray that we will believe your word and expect the devil to flee as we resist him. Lord, I don't know the temptations that some might be facing. Maybe someone is being tempted to sin against their spouse. I pray, God, that that person will remember the love they have for their spouse and will resist the temptation of lust. Lord, someone today may be dealing with fear and anxiety. I pray, God, they will trust in you. Help them to know their situation is in your hands. Help them to walk in faith, believing that you are with them, even through the difficult times. Lord, I'm reminded that some might be facing financial hardships. Others are fearful because of a diagnosis from the doctor. In all these circumstances, I pray for your people that you would increase their faith. Finally, I just want to thank you for your goodness to your people. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your word. Thank you for saving your people. Encourage them today as they endure. Thank you for the perseverance that we have through your Son, Jesus Christ. And it is in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. This is Brother Mark saying good morning, praying God's blessings upon you. And until tomorrow, we'll see you.